A top aide to President Trump emailed campaign officials last year about an individual seeking to arrange a meeting between top campaign officials and Vladimir Putin. This is according to CNN. It's time to go in the Stone Zone, that's for sure. The email was sent by Rick Dearborn, who is now Trump's deputy chief of staff. It was unearthed by congressional investigators who are probing possible ties. The identity of the individual who sought to arrange the meeting between Putin, not clear, but they referenced the person as being from WV, which we assume is West Virginia. Roger Stone hails from Florida, but we find him in Los Angeles this morning. Roger, you can hear Roger every day on Infowars.com, by the way. He's a longtime friend and confidant of the President of the United States. Roger, can you elaborate on this latest unearthed email and if we have to pay attention or not?
Well, I have seen the stories on this. In all honesty, when you are in a presidential campaign, you get an enormous amount of incoming traffic from well-meaning people who want to help the campaign but have no particular political judgment. In this case, the idea of a meeting between the president of Russia and Trump campaign officials is so improbable and unlikely, and at least from a public relations and a security point of view, inappropriate. Whoever lived in West Virginia wasn't very sharp. There's no indication in this memo that anything happened after this, meaning there's no evidence that such a meeting ever happened or that Dearborn followed up. I think it's a dead end. What it shows maybe was that there was an attempt, but again, where is the actual collusion? Hillary Clinton, of course, did meet with Ukrainian government officials. The Ukrainian government did illegally aid her campaign, as we now know. The ledger that blew Paul Manafort out of the Trump campaign, we now recognize, based on what the prosecutor in Ukraine himself says, was a forgery, was a fabrication.
It must be tough, Roger Stone. We're talking to Roger Stone this morning, as we do most Friday mornings. It must be tough if you're running a campaign either side. The unsolicited, not only advice, but tips you receive, gosh, it doesn't mean you're acting on them, but you certainly can be painted as being collusional if you even respond to the email.
Yeah, I mean, it's part and parcel of any presidential campaign. Again, show me the smoking gun. So Rick Dearborn was approached by some campaign supporter who thought meeting with Putin was a good idea. There's no evidence the meeting happened. The Democrats will jump up and down on this because they can't find anything real on this. They have been trying now for some time. That's why I call it the Russian collusion delusion. There's just no evidence that anything meaningful happened. And again, as I say, there is emerging now a great deal more of information, a lot more solid, that the Clintons did indeed engage with Ukraine over this election. And the reason that's significant is we now just learned that Ukraine is supplying missile technology parts to the North Koreans. I'd say they have a bigger problem than we do.
Roger, we know that legalizing marijuana is... it includes the DEA, the FDA. There's a lot of people that say legalizing marijuana, big pharmacies do not want that. I know there's big speaking events where you can go out and talk to people about this. Why is it that when you go speak at these events, there's a lot of people that are protesting your being there?
Well, I spoke to a business expo, cannabis business expo in New York in June. It was very successful. About 1,000 people at my speech, no dissidents whatsoever. I think even liberals recognize that, and some Democrats, that the effort to protect legal marijuana in the 29 states it's already legal and maybe move towards full legalization needs to be bipartisan if it's going to succeed. I have to have Republicans and Democrats, liberals and conservatives, progressives and libertarians. More recently, though, when it was announced that I would speak in September, the people at Media Matters for America put together a faux boycott, saying that, I shouldn't be there because I'm a Republican or a conservative or because of my relationship with Donald Trump. Since Trump gets to make this decision, I guess it'd be better to have me on board than not, since I do have his ear. But then I came to find out that the boycott is really sponsored by Media Matters for America and David Brock. And of 100 speakers, 3 have dropped out. Of over 200 sponsors of this conference, 1 has dropped out. This is a faux protest over nothing, and I'm not going to be deterred from continuing to speak out for the protection of medicinal marijuana. Millions of Americans depend on this, including many veterans. The president pledged to support it during the campaign several times. I just want him to keep his pledge.
What do you think of recreational use being legalized?
Well, it's up to the people. In other words, the process to legalize so-called recreational marijuana is the same as the process to legalize medicinal marijuana. In every state, it's very difficult. Can't be done easily. But if that's what the people decide on a state-by-state basis, I go with what the people decide. If people want recreational, as they have in 9 states, I believe, full legalization of marijuana, which is where we're headed anyway, federally in the long term, it's interesting that the House Republicans passed an amendment to the budget which prohibits Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General, from conducting a federal crackdown on medicinal marijuana in the states where it's legal. That tells you that there's a majority of the vote in the House for legal marijuana under the right circumstances.
The other thing we have to, Ray and I have talked about this a lot, Roger Stone, is we have to reconcile these banking laws, these federal statutes against these guys getting credit card terminals in either the medicinal or even the recreational dispensaries.
It's even worse than that. It's a legal industry in 29 states, but there's no place they can bank because the feds lean on the banks saying you can't do business with those who are selling or dispensing marijuana. I'm a member of something called the United States Cannabis Coalition, along with comedian Bill Maher, Judge Andrew Napolitano, Governor Jesse Ventura, Congressman Matt Gaetz, a cross-section of liberals and conservatives. And we are calling for not only preservation of legal marijuana in the 29 states is legal, but move marijuana from Schedule 1 to Schedule 2 on the drug schedule. The president can do that with a stroke of the pen so the doctors can prescribe it. And frankly, it's time for the banks to play ball and recognize what is a legal industry in 29 states.
Before we let you go, Roger, I have a question for you. I have a wedding to go to tomorrow, and my girlfriend wants me to wear brown shoes with a dark suit.
Don't do that.
And I don't like that look. Is that even anything a guy should consider?
Well, what time of day is the wedding, first of all?
Wedding is it? This would be basically an evening affair. So I always say after six,
go black.
It's got to be, when in doubt, black it out.
Yeah, in the words of Frank Zappa, brown shoes don't make it.
Okay.
And Frank Sinatra, too.
Exactly.
Frank used to send people home.
I don't like that fashion trend, John.
People that show up in brown suits or beige suits or brown shoes after six in Palm Springs, Frank would say, get out of here.
Yeah.
Now welcome.
Yeah.
Roger, it's always great talking on a variety of subjects with you. Have a terrific weekend. Again, for more Roger Stone, you can go to Infowars.com. Thank you, sir.
John, Ray, great to be with you.
Take care.
There's the Stone Zone for this more than one way.
You know, I always thought we were going to be talking to Steve Stone, but I like Roger. For all you kids out there.